this city. We are the world famous WPLJ, FM and HD1, New York, a Cumulus station.
Just after 5, it's race. I don't have the red leather pants. I lost the red skinny tie, but still. You know what I like about you?
Everything.
95.5 PLJ. It's 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race Taylor. This is the famous final show, and we're down to less than 120 minutes of New York's 95.5 PLJ. Linda has joined us again. Mike Allen is in the studio. We talked all the time about how we cover the tri-state. We mentioned the five boroughs and our love for every one of them. We mentioned Westchester and Long Island and New Jersey and how we were part of every fabric of the community that could get this signal. But as the new age came and streaming happened, we started talking to people with a much broader reach. And the things we're learning today right now are absolutely staggering.
We have 17,000 people listening to us globally. China, the United Kingdom, almost every country in Europe, South America, and particularly in Brazil.
What's up?
Wow.
How you doing?
Big in Brazil.
We'll be there before you know. Save us a spot.
They know about you, Race. I think that's why.
Not yet. How you holding up, Mike?
I am. I'm on about 8 hours of sleep for the whole week. Yeah. I thought I would be on the floor at this time, but there's something that is certainly not this music keeping me up. But it's the adrenaline of knowing that this is just radio history, and I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But yesterday really gave me strength, and it gave me gratitude, and it filled my heart with happiness. We did yesterday, and a testament to you and to Joey and to the whole 95.5 PLJ air staff from past and present. It really set the tone for me to walk into 2 Penn Plaza for one last time, and it wasn't. I didn't walk in here sad. I didn't walk in here mad. I walked in here happy.
For anyone who had to leave us at 7 or 8 o'clock last night, just toss out a couple of the names of the people who were part of the fabric of this radio station that you talked to after things got dark.
I mean, we spoke to the biggest name that I think I've ever talked to crack a microphone was Pat St. John.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
My dad called me this morning. He was like, "That guy still has it." He's like, "That guy was insane."
Yeah.
And I went home and I was like, "I talked to Pat St. John with Joey Kramer and Race Taylor on the phone yesterday." And it was incredible. We talked to Chris Marino. We talked to Danny Myers. We talked to Jeff Miles. We talked to, help me out here.
Who else
I'm
did
just
we
trying to think?
Kenny Walker.
Kenny Walker
sure.
Checked in from Miami. That's right.
I don't really remember much of yesterday, to be honest.
It's almost
a blur.
Like it's not real. Our friends at Channel 7
look at that.
Are covering our story right now. Man, that logo looks great on television.
Doesn't
I wish it was for a different story.
Yeah.
78 degrees in Midtown, 510 in New York City. Thank you to our friends at Madison Square Garden, who have also put our logo up.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
I get an email yesterday saying, "Hey, we want to honor you guys on the marquee of Madison Square Garden." Right. I never thought I would hear those words. We're going to honor you on the marquee of Madison Square Garden. Certainly, it's not honoring me, but honoring this radio station.
Right.
And to see the logo on there and just saying thank you for 48 years of radio, New York City will never be the same.
Oh my gosh.
It's our home, and it's fitting that they did that, and it's awesome that they did that for us. No question.
It has been so photographed by everyone who has been on the 17th floor. How many sunset photos did you see on Instagram? How many thunderstorms, lightning, driving snow? The circular top of Madison Square Garden is right behind us. Mm-hmm. It's part of our identity. Anytime anybody has to meet somebody, where's the easiest place? Meet me under the marquee of Madison Square Garden. I'll walk you up to the 17th floor.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I think about all the snowstorms and the ice storms, and there's always a Race or Joey Kramer photo of the cracking window. It's just literally fog looking out the window. Madison Square Garden, somewhere down there, but man.
They had a guy named Stan downstairs with a big glass blower. way back in the 1800s. I think he worked on these windows. Absolutely crazy. We want to share our journey with you in a musical fashion, and we've tried to do that this afternoon, playing songs from every era of PLJ's history and sharing some of the things that have happened in some of the live events that we still cannot believe we were an arm's length away from. Recently into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame goes our friends from across the pond, Def Leppard. And they played the China Club. And if you've seen Def Leppard in any other arena, they're loud. Unabashed. And we thought, how is this going to play in a small club with 200 people? And our minds were blown, and we're going to share some of that with you right now. I don't have the year right now because it's hard to see almost anything beyond the edge of this microphone. But from the China Club, it's Def Leppard live on PLJ. It's 95.5 PLJ and the famous final show. I'm Race Taylor. I'm telling you, everyone who was a jock in the 80s is in the back of their head going, it's a false ending. Don't forget, it's a false ending. They come back. Seriously. What a great show from those guys at the China Club. And we have so much musical history at that place, at our acoustic cafe, in our conference room, and in these very studios. On the phone, a person who has been a part of all of that and perhaps the finest left fielder our softball team has ever seen. We welcome to the show the one and only Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah, Gavin!
My friend.
How are you guys?
We're holding up pretty well, given the circumstances. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm great, man. I just landed in Vegas. I'm going to hang out here a couple days, but today's a sad day for me because you guys are leaving.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna miss you guys. You guys have been good to me, man. You were like radio family.
You have been good to us. I'm trying to count how many times. Yeah,
yeah, man. It's been a good run, man.
One thing about Gavin DeGraw.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
more to come is actually the phrase.
We'll reconvene.
There you go.
Definitely reconvene. Gavin can hear you now. Mike Allen is on the other microphone right over here.
He keeps on saying more to come. That should be that should be his tagline on his T-shirt when it says Gavin DeGraw on PLJ, because when Gavin DeGraw comes up here to the 17th floor, it's always more to come. His record label tries to get him out for about an hour. He stops at every cubicle, every office. He goes to the front desk to talk to Gladys for 35 minutes, and they're like, you've missed three appointments and two lunches already.
Unbelievable.
But Gavin has been a friend to this radio station for as long as Race has said. And so thank you so much. We were talking to him earlier today, 30,000 feet above on his way to Vegas. He said he had to be a part of it, so it's very important
absolutely,
for Gavin to be
man.
Here.
Just tell us very quickly what is happening in Vegas and what is next for you, because we want you to take a moment and tell us what we're going to hear.
Well, I'm working on another record, and I've been really taking my sweet time, man, just because it's an important time in my life, and I just want to get it right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on tour this August. I'll do the U.S. for a month. And so I did a show last night, just kind of putting together some guys, putting together a band, and, getting gears oiled up, you know what I mean? And but things are really otherwise they're great, man. It's an exciting time, and I'm sad that I'm not going to be able to come over and pitch you my new music, because it's something I always look forward to doing when I was in New York City.
It was always so much fun, whether we saw you in Huntington on the island. I saw one of your last shows at the Wellmont Theater, and I believe my wife and I cornered you and took you to the worst dive bar in all of Montclair, where we were there till the wee hours, and it was a phenomenal experience.
As it should be, man.
Absolutely.
Look, the parts I remember were really good.
that's what counts right there. We're going to go to one of our favorite memories. It's Chariot. It's Gavin. It's live at the China Club. And this is 95.5 PLJ.
Thank you so much for having us, guys. Thank you, WPLJ. Thank you, China Club. One, two.
Frank on 95.5 PLJ. This is the famous final show. And if you're doing radio at home, you should plan on every break being in a happy accident of some kind or another. Because we thought for sure that was going to be Susudio from Philco. And it was not.
Thanks, Joe.
Also, if you could have a producer who can almost read your mind and pot up the right things when you're ready to play something absolutely wrong,
I got you,
that'd
buddy.
Be helpful as well. Awesome. We've had a great time telling so many stories and sharing the musical past of this radio station for the last 48 years, from the guests who have joined us for our reunion day yesterday to the musical journey we're hoping we're taking you through this afternoon. It is been an incredible journey, more than we could ever imagine, and we've celebrated along the way so many times. We shared with you some Billy Joel. We shared with you a little bit of our friend Sting, who was part of our 30th birthday party. And we had a celebration not long ago that, for our friends who listen in the afternoon, refer to a long time. We were fortunate enough to broadcast live from the top of the marquee of the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, which is highly illegal. You could say you're in Times Square, you could say you're at the Hard Rock, but you can't say you're at the Marquee, and that's where we were.
That's your limitations, you're
that's
fine.
That's right. With a full-blown party and the Goo Goo Dolls out of Buffalo, New York, who have been such a huge part of this radio station. So we can't let any more of the afternoon go by without thinking back to that night and thanking everyone who has shared those photos, who has enjoyed a concert of ours in any capacity. I think one of the reasons why we wanted to play so many live things this afternoon is because we know how much of your life you've spent frantically dialing and texting and tweeting and hoping to win because you're passionate about music. And the power of the live experience is beyond anything. Whether it's Duran Duran or Gavin DeGraw or Bon Jovi, the list goes on and on and on. And your passion for music and winning and playing along every time we said Be Caller 25... It was so much fun. It inspired us, and we hope it connected you to the music as well. Our friends from the north, what's up, Buffalo? Goo Goo Dolls, 95.5 PLJ.
And you ask me what I want this year.
Checking the ride, here's Alex Lee.
Race, thanks so much. Bronx River Parkway, bumper to bumper, northbound, getting up to the Springbrook. Accident with an overturned vehicle takes out the right and center lanes. Also have a breakdown in the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, looking at about a 25 to 30 minute delay in either direction. NJ Transit bus service now to and from Port Authority, subject to 15 minute delays because of the volume on 495. This report sponsored by Banana Boat Sunscreen. Banana Boat Sunscreen reminds you that when the sun's out, the fun's out. Whether you're at the beach, playing in the yard, or on vacation, Banana Boat has your family covered. Banana Boat protects you from the sun, so you can say yes to outdoor fun. Grab yours today at CVS. Also sponsored by Taco Bell. Tacos on Tuesday is a long-standing tradition, but why? Thanks to Taco Bell Party Packs, you can eat tacos anytime. You can even go to TacoBell.com for pickup or delivery. Grab a Taco Bell Party Pack for your group and kiss Tuesday tradition goodbye. I'm Alex Lee with Race Taylor on 95.5 PLJ.
So many people sending text messages, requests, things that should be played as we get set to say goodbye to New York's 95.5 PLJ. The era of rock, the era of classic rock, the new wave era. Sometimes we got a little softer. Without a doubt, though, the final countdown has begun on PLJ.
Oh, did I steal yours?
95.5 PLJ and the famous final show. The room is hot.
That means
it's a perfect time to vacuum. It is the exact perfect time to go ahead and just empty the trash. And if anyone maybe has a buzz saw, they'd like to saw the door.
Oh.
Holy cow, it is a full house right here and right now at 95.5 PLJ. We have tried the best to tell our story today through music. Yesterday was history through the years. Today was a little goodbye from us on this afternoon show. And it's all been from the heart. I don't know if we're doing it right. I don't know if we're saying the right things, but inside, with all things considered, it feels right. And I've got a couple songs I would like to play, if you would indulge me and be so kind, because it kind of traces my musical journey and my life with Patty, who is in here right now.
Hi.
And my family as well. Hey, baby. We started in Cincinnati, Ohio, where you were on the air.
Yes, we did.
And way more famous and recognizable. Not that anybody does this for that. It just comes with it. But together, our story began in Cincinnati. And as we moved to New York City, a band that we helped to be part of was already in full swing at that point in time. They were Blessed Union of Souls, and they had I Believe, which had some lyrical content, which was groundbreaking at the time. And they had songs like Hey Leonardo, which, like Meet Virginia from Train, just jammed so many words into such a short period of time. It was a different kind of songwriting and a different way to tell a story. And there's a song of theirs that I would like to use to start our goodbye, because it says everything. It is our wish to anyone who has been part of our life or part of our show, our wish to anyone who has interacted with the radio station or our family. What happened here in New York and New Jersey, 635 miles to where either of us call home.
This is 20 years of blessings.
Yes, 20 years of blessings and support from family and extended family and work family.
And these friends have become our family.
Totally. So many people in Montclair, New Jersey, and Rockland County, and on the island, and in New York, and people that we've worked with who have helped us form our story and raise our family. And if I could indulge the inner drummer inside of me and just get a little Ringo Starr for a second, we would like to say that we have one wish, maybe two, actually, if you look at the song title, for everybody. And that would be this from Blessed Union of Souls on PLJ.
May every star you wish upon and every hope you're hanging on come true.
Thank you so much for dancing. That made the tears just stay a little bit further back, which was awesome. We love those guys. And I cannot even begin to tell you that success on any level is not a solo effort. And nothing here that happened on this floor or in this city would have been possible at all if it were not for you. And I know that you hate the badass mom speeches and the supportive wife speeches, but that's exactly what you are for our family and for me. And there are not the right words.
Well, I love you. You're amazing human being and my love. And I put on social the other day on Facebook that you are my rock, and we're on this journey together, and it's a journey that has no destination. Our oldest said that to me over coffee this morning, right? And
you never know.
Yeah, the journey will continue, and it'll be fabulous.
And what I want to share for you is a cheating song. And it's perhaps the best cheating song ever, because it comes from Dallas, Texas, which was the next stop on our trip. From a guy named Lyle Lovett, who live would say that this is only about cheating on breakfast food, because it's about going across the border. But it's more than that. And you have willingly shared with me the people of the tri-state. And maybe for a little while, my job was my mistress, because it took so much time to do the things and do them the way that we wanted to do them. And while everyone who was listening knew me for 5 hours a day, you knew me for the other 19 and loved me anyway. So from 90210
to saw
the
you
end
bad.
Of Mad About You. Exactly. It's not always pretty. And that's not the right song. This one is. It's right here. From our journey through Texas, it is the great Lyle Lovett. Nobody Knows Me. 95.5 PLJ.
I like cream in my coffee.
Thank you, Lyle's live crowd in Texas, for just a little ambiance. So, after so many summer blast-offs and so many Billy Joel concerts downstairs at Madison Square Garden, you gotta play some of The Natural. Because it's propelled us into summer for so many years. It's propelled us into the nighttime after an amazing concert from a Long Island guy. And it's just appropriate that it be used right now to propel us into the final hour of 95.5 PLJ. We're going to open the door. We're going to bring a whole bunch of people in. We have so many people to thank before we flip the switch a little over an hour from right now. But before we do that, there's one more little piece of audio that has to be played, and there's one more part of the story that has to be part of our goodbye here, because these guys have been such a huge part of everything that's happened in the tri-state, whether it was the island or Westchester, whether it was a phone call from John before he kicked off the NFL season in Times Square, or the big bamboozle that happened as we were live from the top of Convention Hall in Asbury Park. There were China Club shows, and there was the opening of MetLife Stadium, and there was the super secret Bon Jovi show that people tried so diligently to be part of. And while I'm hanging out for a little while longer, and everybody here hopes that this is not the last that you've heard of us, we've got to press play on one more Bon Jovi song. The Never Say Goodbye seems more than appropriate right now. Let's just say see you down the road. It's been a blast, and oh yeah.
I love you.
From the world's greatest city, we are the world-famous WPLJ, FM and HD1, New York, a Cumulus station.
Just after 6 o'clock, I'm Race Taylor. We are into the final hour of 95.5 PLJ. Thank you so much for listening.
95.5 WPLJ, New York. I'm not afraid of getting older on one less day.
95.5 PLJ, Rob Thomas, One Less Day, Dying Young. I'm Race Taylor. This is the famous final show on the famous final hour. Yeah! Of 95.5 PLJ. We have all today had the luxury of the opportunity to say goodbye in our own special way. Todd and Jade, this morning, spectacular. The outpouring of emotions, and then the dance party with Melanie Torres that happened during the midday.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. We did our thing, but Mike Allen is not going to have that chance after 7 o'clock, so we invite him to the microphone right now.
Thank you, Race. This is probably the most nervous I've ever been for ever at any break I've done on this radio station, including my first one. I don't think I've ever done it with a live studio audience, but can I get a bed, please?
Sure. Let me see if I can find one for you. What page was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's do this.
My name is Mike Allen. I literally got to live my dream speaking into this microphone and getting to be the assistant program director on the legendary 95.5 WPLJ. Last night was extremely special. I got to do one final show with some old friends, just a bunch of guys and girls who are in love with radio. Oddly enough, I left the radio station at 2 a.m. feeling happy. Happy is not the feeling you would think you would feel, knowing that at 7 p.m., I will no longer be able to call WPLJ home. I've had so much happiness in my heart that I was able to be in the presence of some of the greatest broadcasters in this unbelievably crazy business. Yesterday was an historic day. I will not let it be ruined with the feeling of sadness. Thank you to all the participants, and know because of you, my last major memory of WPLJ-FM will be a marathon day filled with laughter and a music history lesson that can never be learned anywhere else. Before I go, I need to thank my beautiful wife, Michelle. Without you, my life wouldn't be the same. Over the last few weeks, I know I haven't been 100% there. Your patience, your forgiveness has allowed me to be able to give some extra time here to help sign this radio station off the correct way. You are truly my superwoman. You let me escape and do all this while being 7 months pregnant with our baby girl coming July 24th. On top of that, all day long, you find yourself chasing our 2.5-year-old Hudson. I love you more than you'll ever know. Speaking of my boy Hudson, I talked about this last night, and as a dad, I always envy Race when I hear him sign off each night with a sound clip of his son saying, "I shush you."
I shush you.
That's always what I wanted while working here at the radio station, a connection with my son in this magical place we call PLJ. Timing is always a funny thing because a few weeks ago we were in the car, me and my son, about to park, and he said something to me that made me realize the power of this incredible radio station. And you might have heard me talk about this last night. I had every intention not to talk about it until this moment, but last night emotions got the best of me, and I woke up to a bunch of notes, tweets, and texts about how powerful the bit I did about my son was. I honestly cannot remember what I said yesterday. It's all a blur, but I know I didn't play this.
PLJ, he'll be mad.
I'm going to be mad. Why?
I'm leaving.
Who's leaving?
PLJ.
So Daddy's going to be mad?
Yeah.
Are you going to be mad?
Nope.
No?
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy. Okay.
I'm not mad.
All right. What is it again? 95.5 what?
PLJ.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
We train them young, my friend. We train them young.
To my handsome little dude Hudson listening right now at Grandma and Grandpa's house, know that I love you. I can't wait to spend the whole summer with you. I am, and I will forever be grateful for this opportunity. I'm more grateful for every person I've ever come in contact with here, high above the world's most famous arena. And I ran into syndicated talk show host John Batchelor outside the Garden last night. I shook his hand to say goodbye. He told me, this business is way too small to say goodbye. He said, we'll work together soon. Mm-hmm. So as I look around this room today, I say to you, this business is way too small to say goodbye. We all will work together soon. So one last time, my name is Mike Allen. I'm New York's 95.5 WPLJ. I love you all.
Huey Lewis in the news on New York's 95.5 PLJ. It is the final hour of the famous final show. I am Race Taylor. We have much more still to come as we're going to pack as much life into the next 44 minutes as we possibly can. On the phone, our friend Steve Borneman, who was with the station for a long time, and many of those years when we had an association with Blythedale Children's Hospital, and the artists we would bring there to help raise money for the organization there during that time was phenomenal. I know you have a story about an artist in particular, so Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I've been listening for the past couple of days. You guys have been great. Sounds wonderful. Very, very sad, but, you know, things have to move on. Quick story about Blythedale. Blythedale was my favorite day of the year. You know, it's a hospital with severely disabled children, and we always had big artists came, and they'd play, and they would hang out with the children, and so much so that my daughter came with me every year, and she was 8 years old, and she's now a nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering for kids with cancer because of Blythedale. It was such a special place. But anyway, one year, Dave Matthews was our guest, and Cindy Lauper was there, and Cindy was there, and she was hanging out, talking to the kids, and spending the whole afternoon or morning with all the children. Dave Matthews gets up, and he plays two songs, and he leaves. And I'm like, well, what's with that? Why don't you hang out with the kids? And I was really pretty upset with Dave Matthews, so I let the weekend go by, and I talked to Tom Cuddy on Monday morning, and I said, Tom, what was with Dave Matthews? He had no time for the children. He played two or three songs, and he left. And Tom said, well, what you don't know is what Dave didn't want anybody to know is when the kids that couldn't play or kids that couldn't come to the room where everybody was, they were stuck in their hospital rooms because they were so sick, Dave went around to every single room and played an acoustic guitar and played songs and sang to all the kids that couldn't make it into the big room.
That's
amazing. Wow, that is just such an amazing story. And his stock went way up, and it's just one of the millions of stories we had at the great PLJ. And thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for allowing me to be a little part of the big station, and I wish you all great luck.
Thank you so very much for that. Steve Borneman on 95.5 PLJ. We have just a tremendous amount of love for the hearts of all of the artists who have helped us in our charitable endeavors throughout the course of the history of this radio station, from Blythedale Children's Hospital to Children's Specialized Hospital to the number of races and walks and all the things that we have done to hopefully make this world a better place. Worked at it for a long time, and we hope we did you proud. Thank you for your donations along that time. Thank you for your listening. Thanks to Dave for starting something that continues with PLJ. 95.5 PLJ. That is Dave Matthews Band. I'm Race Taylor. It is the final hour of this radio station high above Madison Square Garden in New York City. We have a number of people to thank, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But we wanted to welcome to the microphone Dan Herschel, the chief engineer, who was, of course, working diligently when this whole system went down last night shortly after 8 o'clock. We ran down the hall to grab a box of the oldest, dustiest CDs we could find that would still play.
I got to play Stairway to Heaven like I was 1977 or something. It was great.
It felt good, though, didn't it?
It did. There's nothing like that. Crisp, clean CD sound. So we thought we'd give you a moment to say a couple things because you are responsible for keeping this ship afloat technically for the past several years.
Well, it's weird to be on this side of the mic because usually I get calls in the middle of the night when the station goes off the air, something funky is happening, a song's not playing right, I get the call, and between myself and the rest of the engineering department, it's really been a pleasure over the years to be a part of this radio station, to be able to rise to the technical challenge of anything that the station is really needed. There are a few names that I wanted to mention that have been part of this team over the years. I know I'm going to be leaving a bunch of people out because, I mean, I'm 38 and I just haven't been around as long. But Alex Roman for hiring me here years ago when I left CBS-FM. Sean Sandoval was a chief engineer here as well, director of engineering, did a fantastic job and taught me a lot. Kevin Plum was a predecessor to Alex who built a lot of the infrastructure here at WPLJ. I need to shout out Adam Blakeney, IT extraordinaire, who's been behind everybody in the offices, at the transmitter sites, in the studios, everywhere. Adam, good man. Appreciate everything you've done. Phil says he loves you. Dan Alfonso as well. We all love Phil, too. Dan Alfonso has been behind so many remote broadcasts and really deserves an honorable mention here at PLJ on the last day. And one last final thing I wanted to say. The gentleman that brought me into radio, that hired me at 92.3 K-Rock in 2000, right off of internship, Rich Herbie, is in the hospital now. He's been there since November. He had a brain tumor removed. And he's fighting, and he's going to recover. But, you know, he could use some prayers from everybody out there. So
excellent.
We can channel some radio love his way. I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Guys, because when it comes down to it, everybody that has walked through this hallway to the studio has said one thing, that there's just nothing like hearing your song on the radio. This guy said those very words to Scott and Todd down the shore not long ago. It is the power of whatever that magic is, that thing you do, that extra sauce that makes it jump into your mind. It's 95.5. Yeah, Bruce on 95.5 PLJ. All the mics are on. The room is full. The air conditioning cannot work this hard. I apologize. Yeah, what is that? What is that luxury? Air conditioning? You're kidding me. Joey Kramer is stepping to the microphone. Thank you very much, by the way, for being part of the festivities yesterday.
Oh, Joey.
Thank you.
That walk through history was unbelievable.
It was pretty incredible yesterday. Yeah. Pretty special. By the way, Dan Herschel left out a very important name, Gene Maxwell, who's been our engineer here for, I don't know, like 175 years.
Yeah.
And he looks fantastic for his age. So thank you, Gene Maxwell. We also have to thank the staff at TMPG. They are one of our clients. They sent some bubbly to us, big cold bottles of bubbly on behalf of our staff at TMPG and our countless clients who have been heard on the airwaves of PLJ throughout the years. We thank you for your partnership. Business is just business without the heart and soul of good people working together for a common goal, to do the best job we can, to deliver a great product, and to most importantly, connect with people. Thank you for helping us connect with your listeners in a special way. Cheers.
Yes.
Wow.
Ready for this? The engineers aren't here, right? I'm opening a bottle of champagne over the board.
There is liquid near the board. Be careful.
Yeah! Oh,
fantastic.
That was disappointing.
I tried another one.
We wanted to take an eye out. No?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
That's right.
Give us
I just want to say that was a one-take read from Joey Kramer off of a tiny cell phone. Back in the day, that would be impossible. You'd need two engineers, a giant reel-to-reel machine, special lighting,
an insulated
booth. Right? Amazing how technology has progressed.
Absolutely.
And the things that we can do now. And if you're a young kid and you think you want to be on the air someday, just know that the dream is possible. And though there may be fewer places for you to practice your craft, when you think about it, it's all right there in the palm of your hand. Whether you started with 45s as a little kid in your basement, or you've got an app on your phone that will let you go from song to song and talk over the intro, the dream is there and it's yours, and take it, because you are the future of the industry and communication, and we're all counting on you.
Yes.
It's 95.5 PLJ. I don't know what that was. That was the craziest sound I've ever heard in this room. Are we? Let me see what I can turn on.
We're still on, right?
Okay, good.
What time is it?
That's fine. It is almost that time. We are going to get set to say goodbye here in just a minute, but what we really wanted to do was end with just a little tongue-in-cheek thing, and it is perhaps the biggest joke in all of radio. And it's not that it's a joke, but it's no matter where you started, you always had to back time and count backwards to get to the top of the hour so you could hit a pre-recorded show or something that was syndicated. And whenever you were out of time, everyone always said, pick something short. You need a short song. I just need 2 minutes. Well, guess what? In the world, especially of classic rock and modern pop, there's no such thing as a two-minute song. But thank God for these guys. We need 2 minutes to get us where we gotta be, and it's Delamitri. Roll to me on New York's 95.5 PLJ. It's 95.5 PLJ. We have a full house. Just about 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. A quick shout out to our digital department, who has been working tirelessly this entire week. I cannot believe what we've rigged up in the corner, how that video camera was suspended from an old cart rack.
I want a copy
phenomenal.
Of that. How do I get a copy of that before 7?
I know, but we had some full-on MacGyver moments here in the last few days. And if you're looking for this audio or the videos or anything that we've shared on social, it is going to live on the internet for some time. So thank you to the digital department. Thank you for everyone in this room for your energy, for your dancing, for your clapping. And now we have just enough time for a few very important messages.
My name is Chad Lopez, and I am the Vice President, Market Manager of Cumulus New York and 95.5 WPLJ. Today marks a day in history, not only in New York City, but in the entire tri-state area, as we honor PLJ and, unfortunately, say farewell. This week, we were very much reminded of the strength of our loyal listeners, which have grown to be the PLJ family. We have been reminded of our bond and how much our colleagues mean to us at PLJ. If you are listening right now, you are part of our family, and we are so grateful for your loyalty of many years. Some of you, for all of the 48 years that PLJ has been on air, thank you for letting Todd and Jade ride with you as you took your kids to school, and spending your lunchtime with Melanie Torres, for embracing Race Taylor on your ride home, and your evenings with Mike Allen. Radio is much more than what you're hearing coming out of the speakers. We are so thankful to our behind-the-scenes team, from our traffic department, to engineering, promotions, production, sales, digital, and Gladys for answering our phones. A special thank you to those who have dedicated their careers to PLJ for more than 20 years. Marianne, Millie, Fred, Beth, Phil, and Linda. There are many others to thank for a very long duration to this great brand. Thank you to the entire on-air staff who created moments for us on air for many, many years to create an iconic platform. Thank you to Scott Shannon, who teamed up with Todd Pettingill, who helped wake up New York with a laugh for close to 25 years. Thank you to Mary Berner, our CEO, for granting me the opportunity to be a part of this amazing station. Sadly, today we say goodbye, and the entire tri-state area all feels the same sadness as we come together to say farewell. On behalf of everyone at 95.5 WPLJ, our amazing staff who showed up every single day with a smile on the 17th floor, high atop Madison Square Garden, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let's all cherish the wonderful memories and history of our legendary radio station. Farewell to you, 95.5 WPLJ.
Hi, I'm Linda Wenk, Digital Ad Operations Manager at 95.5 PLJ. From New York's best rock to today, PLJ has been the soundtrack of my life and the reason I got into radio. Thanks for the music and memories, PLJ. It's been a privilege to work here.
Hi, my name is Dan Alfonso. I'm a broadcast engineer with WPLJ, and I am proud to call this my home for the last 4 years. It's been an amazing journey. I grew up listening to PLJ, so it's always been a dream to work for PLJ. I'm glad I was part of this legendary radio station.
Hey, it's Phil McCary, the production director here at 95.5 PLJ. I'm a New York kid. I grew up listening to PLJ, and I've had a career here. I've been working here 20 years. It's been a lifetime, and so much life has happened in those 20 years, some good, some bad. But one thing was certain, no matter what, I had family here and my coworkers that had my back.
Hi, this is Dan Kelly. I'm the creative services director here at PLJ. My job is to make all the audio you hear in between the songs. The promos, the IDs, the sweepers, all that stuff. I grew up in Rockland County, New York, listening to Power 95. Then in the 90s, while I was in college, I dreamt of working here, never thinking that dream would come true. When the late, great Gene Wootten decided to move on in 2002, somehow I got hired. And it's been the most unbelievable, life-changing experience. So I have to thank my son Justin and my daughter Amanda for being great kids, better than I could ever ask for. And my incredible wife Lori, who dealt with all my late nights here at work while she took care of the kids. I love you more than words can say. And I will forever be in debt to Tom Cuddy and Scott Shannon for hiring me for the job of my dreams. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Deborah Petrozelli, business manager for WPLJ. I just want to say thank you for sharing all the years of my commute from Dutchess County to Westchester County and up to Stamford. And now today for sharing all my evenings putting my son to bed. Hi, Sean. Thank you again.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann McNerney. I'm the traffic director at WPLJ. I've wanted to work at WPLJ since 1975, so that just proves if you think you can, you can. I want to thank Ellen Girone, Lisa Tanachi, Larry Berger. I want to thank Mitch Dolan for quoting Dr. Seuss and saying, "Don't cry because it's goodbye. Smile because it happened." And I am trying to remember that. And thank you to everyone throughout these 37 years. Love you all.
Hi, this is WPLJ Program Director Dave Labrosi. These are the final moments of one of America's iconic radio stations. For this kid from a small Pennsylvania town of about 2,000, to have the chance to play a small part in the history of American radio and radio in New York City is a dream come true. But none of this would have happened without the vision, dedication, and hard work of those who paved the way for us. So it's only appropriate now that we take a second to recognize the legendary program directors who built WPLJ. These are truly the Mount Rushmore of radio program directors in America. Larry Berger, Tom Cuddy, Scott Shannon, Tony Mascaro, John Fox, and Gillette. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to carry on the traditions and standards which you all set. Your shadow loomed large in these hallways and had a major impact on radio across the states. What you created was copied and imitated by thousands of other radio stations around the globe. But program directors are nothing without great talent. And over the last few days, we worked hard to recognize, appreciate, and pay tribute to the true heroes of 95.5 PLJ.
Now, I just want to take a moment to recognize the current staff and thank them. These last few months and weeks have been very difficult for all of you. But you've been the ultimate professionals, and words will never truly describe the gratitude, respect, and love I have for all of you. It has been an honor and a dream to work alongside of you. Todd Pettengill, Jay Donovan, Annie Monk, Melanie Torres, Race Taylor, Mike Allen, Dan Kelly, Joey Kramer, Terry Donovan, Phil McCarry, Skywalker, Utopia, Alina, and Bill Ayers. Congratulations, Bill, on a historic 46-year run on WPLJ. Watching you all make great radio day in and day out will be a memory I will cherish for the rest of my days. None of this would have been possible without the support of our market manager, Chad Lopez. Thank you, Chad. There's a line from an old Harry Chapin song where he says, "Remember how we'd listen to the radio and I said, that's the place to be? WPLJ was the place to be." Dr. Seuss said, "Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory." I will cherish these memories forever, and I thank everyone for their passion and professionalism. May God bless you all.
Probably the most fitting song we could imagine at this point in time. We had a party a few weeks ago. It seems like yesterday because this last week itself has been a blur. And at that party, Tom Cuddy and some people behind the scenes worked very hard to find the voices and the names of the people who have made this radio station sing for nearly 50 years in New York City. We've added to that list, we've found a few other people, and we would like to share with you this montage, this medley of the voices that have shaped the soundtracks of our lives.
This is Zach on WPLJ.
What super music came to you from WPLJ? And this is Tony Pig.
Right here at WPLJ. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm Jimmy Fink.
I'm David Fontino, WPLJ.
I'm Shelley Sunstein, WPLJ News.
A Pat St. John Show from WPLJ.
This is Kara Miller, WPLJ. The music is from Sting.
WPLJ. Mark Coppola with you.
This is Dave Charity on WPLJ.
It's 46 degrees right now. I'm JJ Kennedy.
Peter Bush with much more music.
Hit Radio 95, WPLJ. I'm Jim Kirk. Good morning.
WPLJ Power 95. Smokey Willie be good.
WPLJ Power 95. This is Fast Jimmy.
Howard's here.
Hi there, weather love is.
Greg Thunder from the all-new WPLJ.
Good morning, Gary Bryan.
And Linda Energy.
David Haynes, news and comment.
Most music, Power 95. Your Valentine is in the ozone.
95.5 PLJ, Tal Bandiero.
95.5 PLJ, Skywalker.
Friday morning with Scott and Todd and Joe Nolan.
It's summer 2009, and Bruce is on your radio.
It's Patty Steele.
Brad Blanks, and I've got Bill Evans here. How are you, sir?
Nice to be with you.
AJ Rolling, commercial free of PLJ. 95.5 PLJ.
It's Rocky Allen, Blaine Ensley.
I'm Christina Lang, and PLJ's Rocky Allen Showgram.
I'm Heather O'Rourke, PLJ, real-time traffic.
I'm Cindy Barrow.
95.5 PLJ.
Good morning. I'm Christy McIntyre.
Todd and Jay to the morning.
On 95.5 PLJ.
It's Ralphie, of course, on New York's 95.5.
The All Request Lunch Hour with Jeff Miles.
An email to one Adam Lambert.
95.5 PLJ. I'm Rich Kaminsky.
It's Christine Ritchie with Phil's Forecast.
Playing the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today it is Joey Kramer.
Dave Stewart with a PLJ difference.
Your whole office got together and you've been phone scammed.
Oh, my God.
95.5 PLJ. Chris Marin. David Simpson.
New York Hit Music Station with Kim Ashley.
I'm Race Taylor.
95.5 PLJ. It's Jamie Lee.
Robbie Bridges here.
PLJ.
Annie Myers here.
I am Onions.
Kenny Walker's working a time machine weekend.
It's me, Jason Drew.
Hello, it's
Blake Hayes.
95.5 PLJ. I'm Melanie Torres.
And I'm Terry Donovan.
Hey, I'm Utopia.
My name is Skywalker.
Hey, I'm Alina.
This is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ.
95.5 PLJ. My name is Mike Allen.
It is John Fox, 95.5 PLJ.
I'm Tony Romo.
This is the nearly famous, highly outrageous, but never ever contagious, original extra large and turbocharged, one and only, no baloney, Scott and Todd, Friday morning, weekend blast off spectacular.
95.5 WPLJ.
I said, WPLJ, really tastes good to me.
And Oates live from the PLJ studios. That is probably the most recent recorded version of that song, and I know we had several options to choose from. Before we have a chance to toast, because you heard us open the champagne, and if you're someplace safe and of age, we hope you'll join us for the same. We would like to get the current full-time staff, as we have about 3 minutes left, just to take a moment and say goodbye, and we'll start with Joey Kramer.
Many, many years ago, Scott Shannon and Tom Cuddy gave this young kid at that time the opportunity of a lifetime. They handed me the keys to a Lamborghini, and they said, don't screw it up, and they trusted me with it, so I thank them. I thank all the DJs who helped me along the way and helped me grow. I thank you loyal listeners. You guys are unbelievable, the most loyal ever. To my family and friends who were always there for the emotional support, especially over the last 3.5 months, you guys rock. And to my ride or die, my incredible, beautiful wife, Tina, who never once ever said or complained, you got to work this weekend, you got to work this holiday. She is number one, the best, babe. I love you.
Excellent. Thank you, Joey. Melanie Torres.
Of course, I'm the one who can't hold it together. This radio station has changed my life. I grew up in Florida. I never thought that I would be here. Like, I think I was 30 when I came to New York City, and it was always my goal to be here. And I just want to thank Mike Allen for, I mean, just believing in me and teaching me so much and being by my side throughout this whole ride. I've learned so much from you, and you've been so great. And Race, you're literally like who I want to be when I grow up. And everyone, the staff here, you guys have become my family. I moved here and I only knew my fiance, so you guys were my family, the people that I had celebrated with, who I cried with, who I was frustrated with. So thank you guys for being here. It's unbelievable to see this many people in a room right now. And I want to thank my fiance for being my rock and getting me through this and being my shoulder to cry on. And yeah, I love you guys. All right, I'm done.
Mike Allen.
Mine's real quick. I said my piece. I made so many friends here. It's not even friends. You guys are all family here. Hopefully we all stay in touch for a very long time. And this has been the greatest part of my life, professionally and personally. So thank you all for being a part of that. And thank you to listeners. And thank you, Mr. Race Taylor.
Thank you. We're down to just under a minute. So before we go, my wife is by my side. A thank you to our families, our immediate families, our extended families, our New Jersey families, our work families, everybody in this room. You have lived up to the testament from just a few weeks ago. Smile because it happened, and you have been that exactly to a T. While we get set for a toast, one final phrase.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
If you would please raise your glasses. May the 48-year run of this radio station prove to be a testament to the power and the love of terrestrial radio. And may the mere thought of the letters PLJ bring a smile to your face, a warmth to your heart, and a tingle to your ears. Here's to those who have walked these halls and breathed life into these microphones. It is with peace, love, and joy that we toast the White Port lemon juice. Here's to PLJ. And for one final time, from high above Madison Square Garden, this is the world famous WPLJ, New York.
Cheers.
Ignited. Lives changed. Hearts united. Positive. Encouraging. 95.5 K-Love. WPLJ, New York. Sharing the love and hope of Jesus because of monthly support from listeners like you.
Hey, it's Matthew West. You pick the winners of the K-Love Fan Awards. So go to klove.com right now. Cast your vote.